The first Design a Board Game contest in Macomb drew 16 entries from people who rolled the dice on their creative skills. And just like with many tabletop games, there can be only one grand prize winner. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger was there and has the story.
Live music filled the West Central Illinois Arts Center as people checked out the board games, displayed like pieces of art on tables throughout the gallery. A mayoral proclamation declared it Lizzie Magee Day in Macomb. Magee was born in Macomb. She's credited with creating the Landlord's Game, which eventually became Monopoly. The contest was named in her honor. Winners were chosen for entries from those ages 12 and under, ages 13 to 18, and 19 and up. And then came the big announcement from Adam Kozlowski, owner of the Cosmic Game Emporium.
The grand prize actually goes to the game Hide and Peek, great little quick card game where you're searching to find missions that you have to accomplish.
For their accomplishments, all the winners received a bit of cash and gift certificates. The grand prize winners also got a trophy. The designers of Hide and Peek are Melinda Daniels and Ben Stitzel, who were not present. Contest judge Chris Morrow says it takes about 30 minutes to play Hide and Peek.
We laughed a lot when we played it, the judges. We had a good time judging all the games, but this one was a lot of fun, too.
The winners in the Lizzie Magee Design a Board Game contest were unveiled on May 9th, the 150th anniversary of Magee's birth.
Happy birthday to you.
The crowd enjoyed a cake bearing Magee's likeness, and Kozlowski says he intends to do it all again, this time next year.
Happy birthday, dear Lizzie. Happy birthday to you. Yay!
I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.